I'll call to order the January 26, 2016, Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. We do have two approval of minute items on the agenda. The first is to approve the November 24, 2015 minutes. Is there any discussion on those minutes, or is there a motion?
I move to approve the minutes of November 24th.
I'll second it.
Properly moved and seconded. Vote on that. Agenda is the approval of December 15, 2015 minutes. Is there a motion?
I move. So move.
Second.
It's two votes in a row and my computer's working.
Really, really smoothly. Yeah. All right. On to our regular agenda at this point, and there is a petitioner requesting a 15-foot front yard setback variance for construction of a new single-family residence at 17 Government Road. We'll hear from staff at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As is mentioned, the property under petition today before the board is located at 17 Government Road. The petitioner is requesting a 15-foot front yard setback variance for the construction of a new single-family residence. You can see the subject property on the tax map located here. Government Road is technically a road, but if you've been out here before, it's immediately across from Grimble Point, and it's about 12 feet wide. And it's paved, it's unpaved, and there are only a few houses that take access from that road. And a photograph of it here to give you some perspective of what you see as you enter Government Road.
Marcus, this is not our first trip down this road, is it?
No, it's not. In fact, back in 2014, there was the adjacent property.
Right.
The same petitioner came before this board and requested a 20-foot front yard setback and to build a single-family home on that lot. That house has been constructed, and somebody's living in it, and it looks very nice. But this is the road here. You can see, actually, the lot in question at the end down here where the sign was posted for public notice, and I should mention that we did not receive any correspondence from any of the neighbors related to this petition. We did receive a some correspondence from the county engineer's office, which is attached to your agenda. Their recommendation, I should say, was that the variance not be granted due to the fact that the right-of-way is so small. The county standard is 60 feet. This is obviously much, much smaller than that and unimproved. However, staff's opinion was that due to the small number of lots on this street that take access from it, it's highly unlikely that there will be this road will ever be brought up to county standards in terms of a 60-foot paved width and curb and gutter, et cetera. Also, due to the fact that the subdivision regulations in Chatham County would not allow additional subdivision for properties that abut this road, there will be no more lots here, in other words. So the proposed house that would go on this property, if the variance is permitted, is just under 1,100 square feet in size, which is fairly consistent with the property that was built at 15 Government Road. And staff believe that the proposed setback would be in keeping with the development pattern that's been established here. Based on those findings, we're recommending approval of the setback variance request. I've got a couple of exhibits to go through here just briefly. The house that we mentioned earlier is currently built on this lot right here. These are three lots. The petitioner's property, today is here, and they're proposing to build that home I just described on that property. These are some elevations of the proposed house. You can see from what's attached that it's fairly modest in terms of the build. It is consistent with other houses in terms of the approximate size and scale of other houses in the neighborhood, or this portion of the neighborhood. In this exhibit, you can see where the proposed house is going to be located on the lot. They do meet the other setback requirements, both side and rear. They're right at the 25-foot rear yard setback lines. This exhibit does not show the existing residence here, but it's roughly in line in terms of the front yard with what's being proposed. And again, Government Road. But with that, I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Marcus, I'm unfamiliar with where this road is. Where in the county are we?
This is on Alahope. I'm sorry, I should have mentioned that. On Alahope, immediately west of Grimble Point Road.
Before the entrance to Dutch Island.
Yeah. Okay, all right. I'm somewhat, I understand that.
Any other questions, staff? Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
This right here? And have you signed in?
Yes, sir.
Okay. State your name and...
Jeff Whitlow.
And Mr. Whitlow, will you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you'll present this morning will be the truth?
Yes.
Anything you'd like to share?
I think Mr. Lotson summed it up, what we want to do. We did get this same variance in 2014 and essentially asking for the same for the adjacent lot.
Any questions of the petitioner?
Nope.
Thank you. Right. Anyone here from the public on this matter? Further discussion? We'll entertain a motion.
I move we approve staff's recommendation.
I'll second it.
Probably move and second. Take the vote. I'll even say on the record, I frankly disagree with it. I don't think it's our burden to have evidence to allow variance, I think the petitioner's burden to present evidence, and then we can accept that evidence or not. So I don't agree with the decision, but the decision has been made. And
has the county attorney decided, elected not to appeal the matter to the Court of Appeals?
Yes.
And Richard Vowell Six wrote that opinion.
Say, who wrote the opinion?
Judge Abbott.
Judge Abbott. So is there something I need to know about Judge Abbott?
No.
Very good judge.
Very, very well considered and...
She doesn't make rash decisions, and she usually makes sure that the law is on her side.
Except this time. And so I can use this as a bit of a lip burning experience then. We don't have a burden of evidence, or to put evidence forward that we shouldn't have granted a hearing.
I don't believe we do. And I wasn't there for all the argument. Right. I just read the short order. It was not a very long order.
And part of what we can do is make findings along with our decision rather than up or down, up because we find this, that, and up or down because it doesn't meet certain standards or something like that.
Can we get the summary judgment motion as well?
I can get that from the councils.
Yeah. I'd be curious to see that.
Yeah.
I am too. And that's one where we knew we would get appealed, and I frankly recall we did make findings in that case. So we did not just say yes or no.
No, I remember we all drove past it.
And to have done it on summary judgment means that they have a substantial amount of law on their side.
I don't remember this case. What was the issue?
This is the property.
Yeah, I pulled up the property here for you to see. The petitioner wanted to build a house on this property. Well, he was seeking variances to create the ability to establish a footprint for a house.
Oh, you mean that's on the garbage dump site?
Yes, sir.
I do remember that. And I do remember
yes.
that. So he got he's approved to build whatever he wanted to build there.
He has a setback now. So building permits and all are...
He would get the setback he requested that was denied. But he can't just arbitrarily build whatever he wants. He's got to still conform to the setbacks that he requested.
That's correct.
Okay.
And as I recall, was there 80-foot setback?
85 from the center line of the right-of-way is what was required.
Now we're starting to remember.
And I want to say he asked for what?
That there were some neighbors
25, 45
feet. At the property immediately across from him that showed up, the cannons.
Yeah,
they were adamantly opposed because apparently there was some question about the legality of this lot.
Which, we listened to them, but that did not factor into our decision.
Right.
Frankly, that case, the MPC had already made a decision prior to that, and they had taken into consideration these neighbors' concerns and stated so on the record, and we knew that going in. I knew that going in. And Judge Abbott had already overruled and reversed the MPC before it came to us. And that's why I went back to Judge Abbott. She was already the judge on the matter. So while we listened to those neighbors, that did not go into the findings we made for our decision.
Would her decision have been based on the fact that this was a lot of record and we would be denying him the ability to build on his lot?
It didn't go into that detail.
Until we read it, we don't know. We don't know what they argued on summary judgment. Mm-hmm.
Because that property is underwater most of the time.
Essentially argued that, it essentially stated that the petitioner put forth facts into the record and there were no facts in the record on another side. Yeah. I don't believe there needs to be.
Right.
You're seeking a variance outside the ordinance.
Right, that's what our
view. From what I remember,
we're sitting here, we can't bring facts in.
Right.
From what I remember, this is a organic dump and a concrete dump. Is that right?
Yeah, from what I was told, over the years, there have been dumping of all kinds of things on the site.
I don't know how you can build any kind of a structure that's going to stand up.
To have piles that would support it.
Who's going to insure it? Is it better?
Yeah.
By the way, I was told Mr. Harris was working on getting a dock put out there.
Well, he can get a dock.
Well, now he can. But this will make it even easier for him if he has a house. But I already, based on what y'all ruled on that other dock on a vacant lot issue. I was going to let it go. I'm not going to argue, fight that battle anymore. We have talked to Mr. Hart about possibly changing, clarifying the ordinance, but at this time, I've got to go with what y'all said. I'm not going to do that again.
Well, the other interesting thing, if he builds a dock, it'll be dry.
That's right.
If he what?
If he builds a dock, it'll be dry half the time because the Herb River in this section goes completely dry. I say completely, but you know.
He's going to save a lot of money into that little piece of rock. Okay, so Mark was.
I was just saying, that's all. I just wanted to let everyone know that that occurred. I'll circulate the order. I was looking to see if I could find it.
Could you copy me on that, too? Because I'm sure he's going to come. Well, he may come in and apply for a variance.
I'm sorry,
for a building permit.
Chairman, I'll have to get that. I don't have it.
I am really interested in the standard of review here by the board and what our obligations are.
Essentially, the rule that we were arbitrary and capricious in our decision, which.
I have a question this brings up. There's a section in the ordinance that says if you don't get a building permit within 6 months of the time the variance is granted, it has to be reapproved. And I guess that would apply from the date of her ruling?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we probably need to look at that language, Bob, because I think it says that if you don't take action within 6 months after the building permit has been approved. So if he hasn't sought it yet, we'll have to look at the language and see exactly.
I think the
time starts ticking when the building permit is approved.
Mr. Lawson, with all these attorneys we have on this board, I'm surprised we were led astray. On that.
That's why we want to see the summary judgment.
Yeah.
Oh, you still want to contest it?
No, they figure out what.
We didn't go argue the case.
now we're getting some excuses here.
We had no representation.
Marcus, what else do we have to discuss?
Just on the during the December meeting, we had a discussion about the appointment of officers for 2016. As you know, you were not present, and when you're not present, you usually get voted in for stuff. So it was decided, and not I don't believe officially voted on, that the docket of officers would remain the same moving forward. With Mr. Marlin as president and as chairman and Mr. Overton as vice chairman. So I think we should take a vote on that today, unless there's some other discussion that needs to be had regarding that.
Then I make a move that we.
Perhaps someone other than you should move to accept this.
Okay.
I think you're right.
So I so move.
No, I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
That's it.